Speaking of Miss Taylor Swift, our second album review for this week is Midnights with Jameson. I'm really excited about this one. What do you think of it?
Absolutely. I mean, you guys are talking about the Eras tour. My girlfriend's fighting to get tickets for that show right now, so hopefully it turns out well. I really liked this latest album. It's her 10th one. It came out the middle of October this year. I thought it was like a nice, smoother, darker version of 1989, and it pulled a lot from like her older albums too.
Ooh.
So I thought it was a really interesting way to like touch on her own history.
Definitely. As a resident Swiftie, I agree with you on the comparison as like a darker version of 1989. It kind of feels to me like it fits between 1989 and Reputation in like style-wise, do you think? Yeah, right. Definitely like a little bit darker. And pulling from the history, on my listen, I feel like a lot of the samples sort of sounded like her previous songs. Like you could sort of tell that each song had like a sister song. Did you get that vibe?
Oh, absolutely. And I thought this is kind of Taylor at her most mature, like she's reflecting on her life. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, when you're talking about like Reputation or Speak Now, there's a lot of like emotion in those. And there's emotion in this, but it's a lot more mature.
Yeah, it's sort of like she's reflecting on the stuff she's already sung about, which I thought was really cool. And knowing Taylor Swift, she is known for her songwriting. So of course it was going to be very like story oriented.
Very true. She's been like definitely on the music scene a lot, but it's mainly just rewriting her old stuff and kind of giving it that new mature feel. Now, this is really funny and interesting because I haven't listened to the album yet.
Really?
So hearing all this from you guys, I'm really like, I'm digging this so far. I'm like, okay, this is like my preview. I feel like I'm like watching a trailer right now, like a trailer of a movie.
It was really good. I had to listen to it a couple times to kind of get my vibe and like see what my favorites were. I think my top two were Maroon and Question, but what were your favorite?
Oh, I really like Bejeweled. I thought that was super,
Bejeweled
super
is
fun.
So cute.
Same with Mastermind. Like, I thought that was such an interesting song to write about, like with the topic, and I just thought it was super fun to listen to.
It was definitely fun. I think, I know Bejeweled has been making its moment on TikTok too with the little dance. Have you seen that? Where people are like, they do a little strut and they do a little spin. And then when she says shimmer, they do little like sparkle hands. It's so cute. I love it.
Oh my God, I
love
that.
It's so much fun. And another one that is actually having a little bit of a moment on TikTok because of Taylor herself, she started an anti-hero challenge. And that was kind of like the single because it was the first music video. And everybody's been doing the anti-hero videos on TikTok as well.
Ooh, that's super cool. I haven't even seen that either. I just feel like I'm like living under a rock. Like, what am I doing?
You have to, this is your homework now. You got to go listen to the album.
Exactly, guys. This is my homework. This is a take-home assignment. Listen to Midnights by Taylor Swift.
And we are going to listen to Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift here on New Music Monday. Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. I loved Midnights personally, but honestly, she just kept adding stuff to it. Like, of course, there was the original release and then the 3 a.m. tracks, and now there's been like three or four remixes of Anti-Hero. Have you listened to those yet?
Absolutely. I think those are so much fun.
Like, no, honestly, I love remixes.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I'm a remix fan.
It's cool to see like what other paths they could go, you know? I haven't listened to all of them yet. I heard a little bit of the first one that she released. Was it with Jack Antonoff? Is that who that was? Or I don't remember.
No,
the first one. You listened to them, yes?
Yes. I listened to them. I can't remember who.
Yeah, I don't remember. There was a guy that
she... That was off the 3 a.m. version, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But there was like three or four different... I can't keep them straight. But I'll have to listen to them again. But I liked that one. Because as the song sort of says in the lyrics, she's kind of grappling with feeling like she's the problem. And the person that she did the remix with has lyrics that are like, Taylor, you'll be fine. Like, he's like helping her. It's really cute. Like, I don't know. It's like she has a friend there in the recording studio helping her through this hard time. I thought that was cute.
Oh, that's cool.
I feel like Taylor was definitely just having fun making the whole album.
Yeah. Like you said, it's a sort of a mature like revisiting of the stories that she was writing about in other albums, and sort of that revisiting, there might still be emotion there, but it feels more like genuine and like accepting of the stuff that happened. And it's just, it feels like you said, it feels fun.
Definitely. Have you guys seen, I think it's on Netflix still, there's like a documentary like about her. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. Are you talking about the like Miss Americana one?
Yeah.
Yes. I have seen that.
And it was like really cool. Just kind of like, I love those kind of documentaries like about artists because you could like dive in and like see how they create these songs and like what they go through and the kind of the behind the scenes stuff that, you know, really makes them just a real person.
It was really cool. I definitely liked that one. And on the other like flip side of things, there's also, I think it's still on Netflix, a pro shot version of the Reputation tour.
Oh,
that was a little less like a documentary and more just like you're there.
Right. That's super cool. I really like that. I'll have to check that out.
And that is still like kind of behind the scenes, like you're saying. I really like the documentary style, but also just being able to be in the room, you know, because obviously getting tickets to somebody like Taylor Swift's tour is like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like everybody wants to be there. And personally, Reputation is my favorite album. So being able to see that tour recorded, I wish I could have been there.
That is so cool. Honestly, like, I really want to go to like a big concert like that. That would just be sick. Like something at like Soldier Field.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. And she's a fantastic performer too, at least what I've seen from videos and from that Netflix one. But yeah, she'd be really cool to see in person. You said that your girlfriend is trying to get tickets to her new tour.
She's fighting. She's got the pre-sale.
Okay, there we go.
Process is kind of foreign to me.
It's long.
Yeah. All I know is there is a lot of steps.
That's why I'm saying it's so hard because everybody wants to get there and they're trying to ward off people just like buying a bunch of them or trying to resell, you know, how it is. But yeah, best of luck for anybody trying to get tickets to really any big name because I know it's the trenches.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you, Jameson, again, for the lovely album review. It was great to talk about that. And again, like I said, I am a Swiftie myself, so I love talking about her work as well.